You don't have to come with us, but what would the neighbors say? This is Mike Feder. I'm the host of Occupied Territory, broadcast every Thursday on PRN.FM at 2 p.m. Eastern. This show is based on the principles of the Occupy movement and at the bottom of everything, income inequality. So tune in every Thursday at 2 p.m. to hear interviews with people who are out there doing it and articles, essays, and rants by yours truly on the Occupy movement and its ideals and how we can set democracy straight without using the system to do it. That is PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us. And you better come with us. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year coming up. This is Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World on Healthy Aging. Today on the show, we're going to have Dr. Sarah Larson. She has been a co-host and also a guest on the show. She's a wonderful doctor on as a medical intuitive. She does counseling sessions, spiritual counseling sessions once a week. She has people coming to her office, to her place of meetings. And myself, I am also into gratitude. I'm going to tell my story of how I start. And Dr. Sarah and I are going to go back and forth on the gifts of gratitude. If you like our show, rate us on the iTunes. You can also check all the shows on the archives. We're into the mind, we're into the brain. We're going to talk about that today. And we're going to also, towards the end, Dr. Sarah is going to give a few minutes on how to eat, what not to eat, and what to eat for Christmas, and so you don't get sick. Too many people, they don't handle themselves right. All right, Dr. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, I'm so fabulous, Bobby. How are you?
Always doing wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad for this time. It's such a timely time because this time of year brings up so much in terms of emotion. It's at the end of the year. There's so many feelings. There's feeling vulnerable in so many different ways, and being with family, sometimes being with friends and coworkers. That a lot of us really need this time to get what gratitude can bring and how to deal with all the emotions that you feel going from place to place. So
very well said. You're right. We can definitely talk about gratitude and we can talk about emotions. And Dr. Sarah, if you have time towards the end of the show, we can do a little brief on how people eat during Christmas. You can give us our listeners some tips on that. If you're available next week, the 21st, Saturday, a week from today, would you be able to come in with on the show again to talk really at more length about the Christmas diet, what's wrong with it?
How to really take care of yourself. And it doesn't mean that you don't partake in the festivities. It just means being smart about it. And how to allow your own body to tune into what works for you and what doesn't work for you over the holiday season, and not taking in a lot of the old habits or the comfort foods means being able to participate but having extra tools.
Good. Okay. I wonder if our phone is going in and out. All right, let's start out. I wanted to start out by talking about how I begin the morning when I wake up, how I am so grateful for everything. I want to talk about that first, and then we can. I'd like you, Dr. Sarah, to talk about the gifts of gratitude, and later we can both get into that, and also emotions, how they affect us. At the very end, if we have time, we can go give a little talk about eating, what to eat, what not to eat, but we do want to save that for next week. All right, let me start by talking about how I live. And for those of you that are just coming in late, I'm Bobby Elias. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World and also Healthy Aging. We're on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And with me today is our co-host and our quite often guest, Dr. Sarah Larson, a medical intuitive. She is a spiritual counselor, a palm reader, and a holistic doctor. She's wonderful. She gives the best information. Everybody loves her. She's so just right on. Let me start by talking about when I wake up, Dr. Sarah. When I first wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is just, I'm so grateful that I'm awake, I'm alive, whether I had a good night or bad night's sleep, I'm just grateful that I'm here and there and alive and ready to go. I tell myself it's going to be a great day, and I'm so grateful for everything that I have. I have a bed to sleep in. I have a kitchen, a refrigerator. I have food. I have water. I have much, much, much health food. I'm a vegan. I'm a raw foodist. I juice. I eat extremely healthy. I'm so grateful that I learned all that and that I do it, and I teach other people these things. I'm so glad for all that, and I also tell myself that I love myself. I tell myself that I'm young. Even though I'm over 50, I'm a young man. I don't never ever talk about age or what this or that, because I just feel like I never ever talk about what I don't have or anything negative. And this is a great way to start the day off, and I'm so happy that I do that every day, Dr. Sarah. I'd like your comments on that, please.
Oh, I just think that's such a beautiful way to start the morning, and it really hones in some of the experiments that have been done over time. One of the institutes that HeartMath Institute took 28 vials of DNA. So they had DNA in these containers, giving each one to 28 trained researchers. And each researcher was instructed to generate feelings and strong emotions. And they noticed and monitored afterwards the changes in the DNA during the experiment. The outcome, the DNA changed its shape according to the feelings of the researcher. And when researchers felt emotions like gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing. And the DNA strand actually unwound and became longer. And that those strands unwinding and becoming longer is now something we know connects us to our own longevity. When researchers generated feelings of anger or fear and frustration or stress, the DNA responded by tightening in those researchers that were feeling those. And some of the functioning even shut down. And that illustrates how the tension we feel also exists at a molecular level and how it affects all the functions in our body. And hanging on to any kind of resentment, guilt, fear, negative emotions can cause stress to a person. And when we wake up in the morning, if we wake up after this time where our mind has been resting and our body's been resting, we utilize that time to really get into that those emotions that lengthen our DNA, those feelings like gratitude, love, appreciation. This is one of the reasons to keep the things that you love most in your bedroom where you're waking up. I have on the ceiling pictures, and so the first thing that I do as we're waking up in the morning is I've got a picture of Mother Teresa, and she's one of when I went to med school and did all of the work that I did in the third world and with charity hospitals, I wanted to be the Mother Teresa of medicine. And so I wake up with that image. I have pictures of there up on my ceiling of things that bring me great joy. And so automatically that's the first thing that I see in the morning next to my bedstand, next to that's one of the things that I feel so strongly about that we can do every day to change our DNA, to change ourselves at a molecular level.
Dr. Sarah, that's wonderful. That is so beautiful. I'd like to, I'm glad you brought up Mother Teresa. I wanted to tell you and our listeners that that is one of my first mentors, one of my first people that I idolized, because Mother Teresa gave. She fed the poor. She had other people. She inspired other people to give. She inspired people in India to get clothes, get food, get shelter, help these people. But she was just all over the place. In Calcutta, I believe she did most of her work. But she was all over, and she was just a wonder in this world. And she, another person I idolized and learned from was Gandhi. I learned how to get people together, how he was able to get people that were fighting in India together, the Hindus and I believe the Muslims. He was just such a spiritual man. That's another one of my, and then a third one is Dr. Martin Luther King. Because he was into nonviolence, he was into peace, he was always saying the most beautiful things, a very, very beautiful Christian man. So I'm just blessed to have people that I can look up to. We should all do that. We should all have people we can look up to and learn from and be more nonviolent, more spiritual, and as this particular show is telling you, to be grateful. So, Dr. Sarah, how about we get into the whole grateful thing and the gifts of gratefulness? Could you do that, please?
The gift that gratefulness gives is everything. Every time we have a thought or a prolonged way of thinking, there's a creation process happening. Something's going to manifest out of those thoughts. And we all think thousands of thoughts every day, and everyone is linked to this creation process. The thought that is of gratitude and of appreciation is empowering. And those emotions, that energy in motion that gratitude and appreciation brings, also empowers the actions that lead us in a direction of having more of that which we desire. We know through the studies of heart math, through studies of Institute of Noetic Science, and Candace Pert in the book Molecules of Emotion, emotions are linked to specific processes that affect numerous functions in our body. Regular negative thinking corresponds to and is as toxic as environmental toxins. And in the law of attraction, in the biology of belief, we now know one of the laws of the universe is that you attract what you focus on. If you focus on gratitude, you send a strong message to everything around you, to the universe, to send you what you more to be grateful for. When you have these feelings of love, feelings of joy, outcomes from those already exist in time and space to bring you more of that. It's sort of like if you stubble your toe on the way out the door. You can let that energy and emotion go and get back into, wow, the universe is sending me a message to be more careful today. And you give that stumbling of your toe an appreciation or gratitude for that. And you say, oh, I'm going to be more careful, the rest of your day can result in having and finding more things to be happy about, rather than saying, God, I stubbed my toe. It always happens this way. I'm unlucky. That draws in more of the energy of not feeling and connecting with lucky. So there's a way to create a bank of positive thoughts, and our thoughts are automatically generated. We don't just have thoughts. They're kind of, they're not like a center inside of us that generates these thoughts. These thoughts are collected and thought by us. They're just hanging out sort of in space, and they're automatic negative thoughts that come in. And so we really have to work on and learn ways to release negative thoughts and accept who we truly are and generate this on a regular basis, a bank of positive thoughts and images to defeat or replace the negative or self-defeating thoughts that are generated in our society that we then pick up on and transmit, unless we become aware of them and create a bank of positivity around us.
And Dr. Sarah, that's what this show and that's what people like you and many others, we're trying to teach people to be more, to not to let the negative thoughts overtake us. Every negative thought is just ruining your cells, your immune system. Every positive thought is building it up. So here's what
right.
I do. When I run across a negative thought or something bad happens, I always try to find a silver lining, something good about that. For example, if a loved one dies, oh, yes, it's terrible. I mourn and I feel bad for a while, but I try to find something good about it, such as, well, I guess this person is now in a higher and a better place than myself, and this person's at peace, and he's going to move on to a different phase of life. There's nothing we can do about what happened, so we have to be happy and peaceful and grateful that this person is in a better world than we are. That's what I do in a case like that. That's an extreme case, but no matter what negative thing happens, I try, not always successful, nobody's perfect, to find something good about it. What do you think about that, Dr. Sarah?
Oh, I think that's so beautiful. And what's great is everything is, our thinking is a habit. Everything is a habit. 98% of the thoughts we have today are similar to the ones that we had yesterday. And begin each morning taking time during the day to express gratitude for something and set the stage in your mind and body to be more receptive. One of the things is you can only teach by example as well. And so when one of your friends or when one of your children come to you, I have a 9-year-old now and a 7-year-old now, and it's such a beautiful process to watch them developing and growing up. And they come to me with something that's, or they're expressing it in the moment, frustration. Yesterday my daughter lost something in the car. She was just overcome with emotion. I started by sharing when I'd lost something, connecting with her. And then sharing that emotion, what she's having, really getting to a place where she's feeling felt before I try and redirect the energy anywhere else. And so often, the way that we speak to ourselves, we would never speak to a loved one that way. Some of the things that I used to say to myself, was what's wrong with you? Like if I would get somewhere late, or if I couldn't find something, I would constantly ask myself, what's wrong with you? Why can't you get it right? And when I learned what those kind of questions, what that kind of thing was doing to my body, So we're all geniuses. When we ask ourselves, what's wrong with you? Our mind and our body and our spirit start standing for what's wrong with us. And it brings more to our awareness what's wrong with us. So when you get in touch with, wow, that's the question, that's the way that I'm talking to myself, and that's generating a result in my body, I really want to have a different kind of relationship with myself, then you start asking, what am I doing right? And Benjamin Franklin, every night before he would go to bed, his bedtime, he would ask himself, what did I do right today? And I put that into practice before going to bed. And there are neurotransmitters. There is a cascade that happens in our body that if you're feeling depressed or if you're feeling stress and trauma, especially around the holiday season, asking yourself really great questions really creates a new way, a new connection for you to relate with yourself. You yourself are a genius, and asking what you're doing right, asking what can I let go of, asking yourself, what do I really like? What do I really want to create? What do I need to accept about myself? You're kind of bringing in more and more of what's working with you, more and more things to appreciate about yourself, and creating a longer DNA strand and creating a better physiological result in your body.
Dr. Sarah, I want to tell our listeners that have come in late that I'm Bobby Elias. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. And Dr. Sarah Larson is the main co-host with this show. She comes on from time to time on health issues, aging issues, and today we're talking about the gifts of gratitude. And Dr. Sarah, I want to tell you something that you and I talked about a few months ago when we had a whole show on aging, and that is that people that want to live long need to have a very, very positive, grateful, happy, peaceful mind. Because if they are stressed too much, think too much negative, and get upset too much, and are angry much of the time, that is just the opposite. Now, if they do the first part, the good part, that will help them age and live 5, 10, 15 years longer than the person that is negative. And I am so blessed and happy that we've learned that. And it's something that I know you teach, and I know I teach too. I'm a health coach and a nutritionist, and I just, it's so important to teach all these things about the gifts of gratitude. As you and I discussed, this is one of the great, great subjects. Let's talk about meditation, Doctor. Unless you have a better idea, I wanted to get into meditation and how that works along with being grateful and positive thinking.
Well, what's really amazing, when we talk about these automatic generated thoughts, most of them negative thoughts, there's a process that happens when you go into meditation. You have an ability to really, really sit down and accept, practice accepting what you're thinking about, practice accepting what's happening around you, and it winds up being an ability to detach from those thoughts that are generated. Meditation is not about really not having any thoughts. It's being with yourself during those thoughts. And it's one of the tools that, when we spoke about Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela is one of my favorites as well. Yes. Martin Luther King, they all had certain things in common. One of them was meditation and setting time aside every day to just accept the thoughts that were coming in. So meditation simply is sitting in silence in a position that you maintain for a period of time that allows you to get more connected with yourself. And there are so many different ways, and people have so many different things that they specialties with meditation, but it simply is being able to sit and be with your thoughts. And eventually, while you're with your thoughts, there comes a moment where there are gaps in thinking. And you think, oh my gosh, there was no thought there. And eventually, in the process of the longer that you're able to sit still and just accept the thoughts that are coming in, you get to such a stillness that you're able to hear in that silence your connection to source and all of life. And many traditions talk about being still and know that I am God, or being still and know the oneness of the universe, knowing the field through that silence. And so regularly I make it a practice to sit in silence and just accept the thoughts that are coming in. I'm really interested, Bobby, you've helped so many people. This is one of the things that you do in your group as well, the groups that you host, the Gary Null groups and the dance groups, for them to get into being able to meditate more.
Yes, I want to get a web page together, and when we meet, I think we're going to meet this coming Wednesday, you and I, and I really, really, I want our listeners to know that Dr. Sarah is so good. When I sit with her, we talk about everything that we can to just, I like to help her with her work and to promote herself. She helps me with what I'm doing and how I can do it better. And because no one person knows everything, it's always good to have one or two people that you can talk to about everything. And I know that she's really great with her husband and two children. And with when we've had a chance to sit and talk for the last 7-8 weeks, it's been just wonderful, Dr. Sarah. I want to thank you for that. And I want our listeners at the end to be sure to get your contact information and to see some of your work on the Internet, because we need more people like Dr. Sarah who can really help people to do all these wonderful things, the gifts of gratitude, meditation. And I know that you have meetings, spiritual counseling meetings, once a week, and they're wonderful too. But I want to tell people about my own self, Dr. Sarah, about how I have a little trouble sleeping because I'm so wired. I do so many things for so many years. What I do at night is sit still, turn everything off. For the last hour, hour and a half, I do not get on the phone, no radio, no TV, no internet, no anything, no notes. Well, you can do a few notes just to plan your day for the next day, but only a little. If you do too much, you're going to stimulate your mind. So I want to slow my whole mind and body down by doing nothing and just sit there. And quite often I have an air purifier going for it. The air is pointed at me and I'm breathing this wonderful air. And I just take deep breaths for 5 or 10 seconds in, stop, hold it for a few seconds, and let it out for 5 or 10 seconds. I breathe in my nose and I let it out in my mouth. There are different ways and different people have different teaching methods on meditation, but I do a very simple one for 10 or 15 minutes, and it just, the oxygen goes into my brain, and it slows me down, and I'm able to sleep better. I wanted your thoughts on how people can relax more in the evening through some of what I just said and other forms of meditation, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, it's so beautiful that we have, you know, that's one of the problems that so many people have. There's so much stimulation throughout the day, and when it comes time to turn off some of that energy, it becomes so challenging to being able to turn that off. And one of the things that is really, really important is to make sure that you've got enough of the nutrients that help you rest. Magnesium is one of those. There's some really great formulas that have calm in them. If you've got enough magnesium, you're able to turn off some of that, some of what's going on. And there's a golden key to transcending the mind with the mind and creating a ritual like you have for yourself that helps you go to bed is one of the ways in which doing the same repeated things over and over again, having no light or little light in the room that you're in. I also find that if you tune 21 yawns, that's one of the best techniques, is when you yawn repeatedly and making that a ritual, when it's time to go to bed, you yawn about 21 times, it will activate these centers in your mind, and it brings in this higher level of, and right now I'm taking in that deep breath, it brings in these higher levels of CO2 in that yawn, in that exchange, that allow your body to rest a little bit more. So at least 21 yawns, making sure that you have magnesium, setting up a ritual, and then also having this mantra, sort of a thing that you say to yourself, I resign as the general universe, as the general manager of the universe. That's a statement that Debbie Ford created. And kind of putting that somewhere around you, that when you wake up in the morning, when you're going to sleep at night, you're reiterating, you know, I resign as the general manager. I just let myself be. That winds up being so beautiful. That's when you go into rest and really, really go into rest, noticing sort of each part of your body getting connected to and resting more. So one of the things that I do at night is really feel the bottom of my feet in that gratitude exercise. I thank them for all the steps they took during the day. And I communicate and say, it's time to rest. And I'll go into my ankles and into my calves, and I'll do the same thing. I'll thank them for being flexible and for taking all the moves that they did during the day. And so I really use my body to help me decompress. And I use my mind to communicate with my body. And I feel it letting go and being able to rest.
That's beautiful. That is so wonderful. Meditation is so, so important. And about eating, since we're coming down to the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, I'd like to see, you did mention that you would be able to come on next week, Dr. Sarah. I'm going to do a promo on Progressive Radio Network, saying that we're going to talk, you're going to be featured again next week, and we're going to talk about the diet, about what to eat, what not to eat. And why don't you give us a little, just a brief on that before we go into another subject matter, could you please?
So for next week, we're really going to cover some of the most beautiful foods to eat during the holiday season, what we're going to be exposed to at most places, how to take that food and let that be your vehicle for staying healthy, and then also a little bit about supplements, what you can do as soon as you get home from a gathering or before you go to a gathering. If you've got certain amino acids in your system, if you've got certain salts, you're not drawn to the foods that you know you want to stay away from, that historically have caused you to not feel well. That also, around the holiday season, we get into a lot of comfort foods. And so talking about methods of supporting yourself that don't involve food, you don't even wind up craving it because you've taken care of yourself at that level. So that we'll talk
while we're
about
at it,
next
then,
week.
Go ahead, Dr. Sarah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's what we'll talk about next week.
Good, good. Now I wanted to talk briefly about how I wake up in the morning. I've already talked about how I'm grateful for everything, and I never think about what I don't have. I just talk about what I do have, and I'm grateful that I'm alive and the things that I have. And I'm also grateful that I don't, you know, most Americans do not realize how gifted, how happy, just blessed we are to be in this country, even the poor. We don't live in cardboard shacks like they live in many parts of Central and South America, in Guatemala especially, in Iraq and Afghanistan, in India, and people are poor all over the world, Africa. There's just, they have no place to sleep, they have no kitchen, no good water, they have to go to the river, usually a polluted river, to drink their water. It's terrible. And we don't live like that. Even the poor have a better situation that many people around the world don't have. People are dying in Africa. Children are dying of hunger. So we need to be grateful of that. Then what I do to eat, Dr. Sarah, is I get my green drink. I either have green vegetables that I will juice and have them. Usually it's black green leafy vegetables like kale, broccoli. I sometimes use a powder, a green powder, with more chlorella and spirulina. I can go either juicing with real vegetables, or I can go up the powder route. The powder route is easy. You just pour the powder into a container with liquid. It could be water, it could be juice, it could be almond juice, coconut juice, and you drink it. The green stuff, for example, the one that Gary Noel has and that I take every day, has chlorella, spirulina, things from the bottom of the ocean. It has wheatgrass. It has some of the best vegetables you can think, imagine. All that, approximately 25 to 30 different items, all packed into one, and it's freeze-dried. So when you pour it out, it's fresh. You can make a case or an argument that it might be fresher than some of the things that people buy at the market that are sometimes 4 or 5 days old. And you juice those, and I think you get better quality out of the powder. So I take, because I'm in a hurry and I do so much, I do take the powder more often. I have a green powder, then I eat a breakfast of fruits and really powerful, healthy things. Try to stay away from gluten things. Then I, after a little rest, I have a red juice with red powder, which is the pomegranate, all the berries. There's so many wonderful berries. Pomegranate and more fruits. And I have that with the liquid. And that's my second drink. Then before I leave the house, I'll have a third drink, and that'll be the cruciferous. Gary has put together 15 different items into one container of all the sprouted vegetables that you don't hear about, even broccoli and mustard seed and cabbage, so many things that go into 15 different items that go into one package, and that is really wonderful for your cells. It's wonderful for people that have or are scared to have cancer. It's just so that's how I live, and my skin is just shining, and I feel vibrant, I feel healthy. No, I'm not perfect. I have a few items, but I haven't had a cold in 32 years because of the way I eat, and I've been a vegetarian for 37 years. I've been a vegan for 17 years, and I just feel like $1 million, Dr. Sarah, and I want your take on that, please.
Oh, I think that's so, some of the most important things, we have the DNA and we have the biology inside of ourselves that we had when we were tiny babies. It's the same that's present. What changes over time is what we expose ourselves to. And some of the foods that we've exposed ourselves to is really the cause of our aging. Some of that, what we talked about is our thinking, is another cause. And it becomes so important to understand that you can reverse all of aging, feeling and being that the healthiest version. You occur to me like you did when you were in your 30s, a 30-something, because you give yourself the foods that can connect your physiological, your body, with your 30-year-old self, that level of energy. And the green powder, the they remove a lot of toxins, the toxins that might be created, mental toxins. People that eat better tend to have less depression, tend to be happier, tend to have more energy. It's processed food. It's anything with gluten, and gluten has been now incorporated into almost everything and has so many different names that it goes by. Food preservatives. It's anything that has a really long shelf life is doing something to your body that is not consistent with you being around for a lot longer and feeling healthier. Anything that has food coloring or sulfites, that winds up being really harmful. Those that are added, we grow more allergic to them as we age as well. Making sure that you do take digestive enzymes. That's something that living foods naturally have. Our vegetables have all the enzymes in them that allow your body to digest them. The digestion process begins in the mouth, chewing it to where those digestive enzymes are activated. So going to a holiday party, scanning the table, looking for the foods that are most consistent with the way they show up in nature are the safest things to eat. And every day incorporating something that helps you remove on a small scale some of the toxins that have gone in. One of the things that I love, if anyone consumes alcohol or drinks, to make sure that they have milk thistle. Milk thistle, there are some really great varieties, but without any additives, that a liquid form that you can wind up taking. Learning about sugar and how sugar is basically goes back, and sugar meaning the carbs, even the ones that we find in breads, wind up being related to all cancers. Cancer can't survive in an environment that is void of carbs and sugars. The cancer destroys itself. And so that's, if you are taking in a lot of sugar during the holiday season, making sure you add things like cinnamon, raw, or having cinnamon water, warmed cinnamon in your drinks, it winds up binding some of the sugars and allowing your body to regulate its blood sugar levels. So there's simple things that you can do, and we'll get into the specifics of that next week, but making sure you have digestive enzymes, making sure you take some of the foods and green foods, cilantro, kale, as you mentioned, spinach, eating that, chewing your food thoroughly, a little bit further away from sugars. And when you do have sugar, what to add in, like cinnamon, wind up being great.
Oh, yes. Thank you. If you, you know, eating, I love what you said about chewing slow. I was sitting with some people yesterday, and I had to tell them all. I said, you know, I said in a real positive way. That's how I correct people or try to give them good information. Three people were eating fast. I mean, real fast. And I told him, you know, one of the things that we teach at the Gary Noel Health Sports Group meetings that I run is to chew your food and eat slow. And if you eat slow, you're going to get full quicker. You should have less food in your plate. But above all, chew slowly. They say 30 to 40 times. I'll tell somebody at least 20 times, chew. And what I do is put the food in my mouth, I put the spoon and fork down, and then I sit there and chew. And don't drink liquid. I drink my liquid before I eat, 15 minutes before, give or take. And I just feel better. It's just the way you have to live. We're winding down, Dr. Sarah. So, go ahead.
Yeah. Just to add into the chewing, your entire digestive tract is linked. All your organs, when you were formed in utero, it was really amazing that it's like a long tube that folds on itself to make the organs that help you digest as well. When you chew, it prepares the rest of that tract for what you're chewing. So no matter what you're chewing, your body has the availability, if you give it time and break it down into a small enough unit, that it's absorbed and the rest of your body gets to prepare for what you've put in your mouth. When you chew it too quickly or you don't chew at all and swallow it down, it doesn't have the time to prepare the enzymes, the digestive juices that are necessary. And not having liquids allows the concentration of the digestive enzymes and juices to do what it needs to. And so you only have a small amount of liquid while you're eating to maintain that fluidity.
Yes. Well, Dr. Sarah, we're winding down here with the show. I do want to tell our listeners that in the next few weeks, we're going to have the CEO of Mother's. Mother's is a chain of 7 markets. They're very similar to Whole Foods, which many of you have heard about, and Trader Joe's. Mother's, he's got 7 places in Orange County, and the difference between Mother's and Whole Foods, which is all over the Los Angeles County and nearby areas, is that Mother's, whereas Whole Foods makes most of their money on liquor and meat. Well, guess what? Mother's has no liquor and no meat. They're very, very spiritual. They're very health conscious. They have classes quite often, twice a week sometimes. And they have signs and notices and bulletins all over the place about genetically engineered foods and how bad they are and what we can do about it and teaching people about it. This is a wonderful change. So I'm going to have the CEO of Mother's on this radio station, on this show, in the next few weeks. And I want to say before I get your contact information and sign off with you, Dr. Sarah, I want to say that our show, and you're a big part of it, Dr. Sarah, is about health, about food, what we eat, about body, mind, spirit, about exercise, about positive thinking and being grateful. And a big part of the health show is aging. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World and also Healthy Aging. And we also, on the show, we're going to have a special guest. I got involved with a group of 21 people, which is growing fast. It's called End All Wars. These are phenomenal people. I was a very, very active anti-war activist. And I started as a very young man when we were in college and high school in the 70s against the war in Vietnam. And since then, I've made great contacts of great people that are dedicated to end all wars. And we're going to have people on that on our radio show talking about that. We're also going to be continuing about being grateful. And we're going to talk about the genetically engineered foods, which is a big subject matter. We've got great people on that. So we have a lot to cover in this show, and we're going to do it. So, Dr. Sarah, in signing off, I'd like you to give a final thought or two in a few minutes, two or three minutes, and then also give your contact information.
Wonderful. My contact info is I have a wonderful website that's just my name, Dr. D.R. Sarah. S-A-R-A-H, Larson, LARSEN.com, DrSarahLarson.com, and I'll give that again at the end. My final thoughts on the show is it's up to us. It really, you carry a vibration, a frequency. You chose this life, and it's up to you. Everyone expects and knows you to be the leader that you are. The way that you show up every day by example is what you're doing for this planet, for your community, and for yourself. And so with Gandhi's words, be the change you wish to see, you already are it and doing all of that. And my contact info again, I love helping people, especially connecting to their most healthy self I work with people all over the world. I have clients in Italy and Egypt and most of Europe, Canada, and all over the U.S. You can find me on my website, www.drsarahlarsen.com. That's DrSarahLarsen. And I love connecting you to your purpose, your mind-body connection, and easy-to-do steps in having the life of your dreams.
And Dr. Sarah, the next week, tell our listeners what you're going to talk about very briefly, please.
And so next week, it really is how to thrive during the holiday season, have enough energy, and the foods that you're eating, choosing, what you're bringing to the different gatherings, how that will help you. And also, if there's any level of depression happening, we'll talk a little bit about what that means and how to get through that holiday, the holiday blues.
Great. Beautiful. Well, Dr. Sarah, thank you. You've been wonderful. I'm going to finish the show with a few last words, and then we're going to have a great song to finish up the show, and I'm going to thank everybody. I want to thank you especially, and I want to tell all our listeners, Dr. Sarah is wonderful. She's a part not only of the Gary Noel meetings that we have, but a part of this radio show. And Dr. Sarah, we talked about being grateful. I am totally grateful for a lot of the great people that I talk to regularly. You're one of them, especially. I want you to know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for all you do. You are making such a difference here in the Los Angeles area. Thank you.
Yes, we want to make a difference around the world. Okay, have a great, great holiday. We'll see you next Saturday. I'll see you Wednesday when we meet, but next Saturday, Dr. Sarah will be on this show. Have a very great, great week, Dr. Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bobby. You too. Thanks, everyone listening.
Right, and I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Dr. Sarah Larsen on in speaking about the gifts of gratitude. I want to thank our producer of the Progressive Radio Network show in New York, and that would be Jason. I want to thank our producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D. I want to also thank a new producer we have, an associate producer, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank all of you that are out there listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the show, for listening to the show, for listening to this wonderful station that is just the fastest growing station in the world and the number one progressive station in the world, and we want to make our show one of the best. So I thank you for supporting this and being part of it. And don't forget, if you like the show, rate us on iTunes. Also, you can check us out on archives. If you want to hear the show on the phone, here's the number I'm going to give you, 619-550-0869. Again, let me repeat that number. If you want to hear this show on the radio, you're not near a laptop or computer, if you don't have one, call this number to hear any show on Progressive Radio Network, 619-550-0869. Now, if you want to reach me, my email is Bobby Elias, that's spelled E-L-I-A-S, 7, one digit, at yahoo.com. Again, Bobby Elias, 7, at yahoo.com. Next week, we're going to talk about, we'll have Dr. Sarah on to talk about nutrition, food, how to eat for the holidays, what not to eat. A lot of deep insight on food. She went discussed that with me briefly when I met with her last week, and it is going to be a great, great show. So, again, thank you to all the listeners. If Melissa, I didn't thank her. I want to thank our engineer, Melissa. Sorry about that, Melissa. And I want to ask Melissa to put at least 3 minutes on of our parting song, the same song we had at the beginning. It's called All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Thank you again, and hope to see you next week.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. My wish come true.
The host of Connect the Dots. We're with you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. On Connect the Dots, I connect the dots between your personal health and your total health environment with a whole group of experts, advocates,